This episode of Enough is again brought to you by Instacast by Vimedio. Instacast is the perfect marriage, in my opinion, between clean, functional, good-looking design, and really powerful controls in a podcast client. You have the ability to do some really advanced stuff, whilst it's still looking very nice and clean and easy to use. I love the app. We love the app and we use it very regularly. You know, you get the, like, one advanced control that I quite like is if you're subscribing to a new show or you're looking through the Instacast popular list, if you find a show that you think might be interesting, but you don't necessarily want to subscribe to it, you have like a list of the last few episodes which appear at the bottom when you select a show, and you can just press one of those and listen to it and get a feel for the show before you add it to your subscription list. This episode of Enough is all about home screens. It's the third installment of our home screen series that me and Pat are doing. Instacast is an app that I love so much that I keep it in my dock. It really is one of my favourite applications. You can find out more by going to vimedio.com, that's vimedio.com/Instacast, or you can select the link from the show notes.
Hello, Michael.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm very good, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great. So we, today, we're going to we've been doing this kind of regular going through each of our home screens, talking about what's on them thing, mm-hmm. and we've done two so far.
Yep,
we did our main home screen, kind of going through app by app, talking about what we have, why we have it, that sort of thing. We did our second screen, and that went over well. And so now we're going to do our third screen. Now, for Mike, this is your final screen, right?
Yep, I only have three home screens.
You only have three home screens, and a big part of that is because you have lots of folders, right?
Yep, I have lots of folders.
All right. I am going to opt to not do my third screen because my third screen is nothing but the built-in apps. I've got contacts, notes, calendar, reminders, iBook, clock, maps, camera, calculator, weather, compass, app store, stocks, newsstand. You get the picture. So instead, I'm going to go to my fourth screen as my quote-unquote third screen to talk about, and go through there. So how do we want to do this? We usually do it row by row, right?
Yeah.
With each of us taking a row at a time.
Uh-huh.
Do you want me to go first? Do you want to go first?
You go first.
Okay. All right. So on my first row, drum roll, please. I have Solver, which is a wonderful calculator, I guess you could call it. What I like about it, is that you, can almost just put in things in almost natural language and it will figure it out and add it up, which is very cool. I have it on the desktop as well, and it, I use it regularly on the desktop too. I've got a folder that I call Health. And inside of there, I've got the things that help me out with my exercise routine. Daily Mile, which is really just a home screen button to the web, What is that called? You know, like on when it's on in the browser, you can add to home screen. Well, I've done that with Daily Mile. Couch to 5K program is kind of the official one by Active.com or, you know, ACTIVE.com, who mm-hmm. kind of licensed the Couch to 5K thing. And a new addition there is Runkeeper, which I downloaded and installed and set up. I have yet to use it for a run, but I'm evaluating something else, which I'll get to on another row, and I'll come back and mention Runkeeper at that time. Then I've got Camera Bag. Camera Bag is basically a camera filter sort of program, and I like some of the filters it has versus, say, the ones in Camera Plus or, anything else. And then I've got another, add-to-home screen, web app-y sort of thing called Glyphboard. And all Glyphboard does is give you access to those ASCII characters and symbols that you can't get to from the built-in keyboard on iOS. So like the Apple or the command key sign or star or heart or a musical symbol, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense?
Mm-hmm.
So there's my first row.
Cool. So let me go. I need to unlock my phone now. So I think that I've probably made some changes to my ordering and stuff since the last time, because I believe that the last time I said that I had my stores folder on my second screen. This has now been moved to my third screen.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what's changed it. Sorry. So I have on the top left, I have my stores, which is the App Store, the iTunes Store, and Game Center.
It
was fine to put it right in the back. I then have Touchpad, which is an application for being able to control the cursor on your Mac using your iPhone, which is a really great application, actually. You can control it. So basically, it shows you a big, like a big trackpad as the screen, and then you have the ability to have some basic key commands. You can bring up a keyboard. If you need to enter text, and it also has a screen which is like an Apple remote with like play, pause, menu, and the backwards and forwards, up and down volume, that sort of stuff. And you can also select front row if you have a Mac that has front row, which, because I think that was removed, wasn't it, front row? And it has like the ability to use shift and option, and like, it's got loads of cool stuff. It's actually a really cool app, and I mainly use it like, you know, if you have an Apple TV and use the Apple TV remote, I use it kind of like that, but for my Macs. So, and it allows me to be able to scroll around and enter text and stuff, because it's much better than using the remote that comes with the Mac, because that thing is even worse with the white plastic one. I then have an app called Everyday, which I use to take a photo of my face every day, and I've been doing that for nearly a year now.
Oh, so you've kept up with it?
Yeah, I have. I've kept up with it. I've maybe missed a couple of days here and there, like if I've been on holiday or whatever, and I've not had my phone with me. But I've pretty much taken a photo every day.
And isn't that the one that did Lonely Sandwich, Adam the Singer, do the a little promo video for that?
He did. And the interesting thing, I don't know if you saw this, Pat, but they got bought by Facebook on the same day as Instagram.
No, I did not see that.
Yeah, the app got bought. So the developer, the main developer, is going to Facebook to work in the Instagram team.
Oh, why didn't I see this news?
Because Instagram...
Did you tweet this?
I've retweeted somebody saying it. A couple of people were talking about it. Pat Dryburgh was talking about it.
That's really interesting. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, and so I don't know what's going to happen to the app now. But it's a cool little app. But yeah, he's going to be working on the Instagram team. I think it kind of got overshadowed because everyone was talking about Instagram.
Well, obviously, everyone was talking about the $1 billion that Facebook just spent on Instagram. Don't even get me started.
And then what else do I have on my... And then I have just a flashlight app.
Oh, yeah. Smart.
I do use it enough for it even not to be in a folder. And if you want a flashlight app, in theory, you want to get to it quick, so I don't put it in a folder.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
this is one of the ones that has, like, the strobe light on it, like the emergency strobe light type deal.
Oh,
so that it can flash the light, and you can choose the speed. So, you know, if I've ever fallen down a cavern, like in 127 hours, I can get my strobe light going.
There you go, for as long as the battery lasts, at least.
Exactly.
Oh, very interesting. Very interesting. Okay. My row two. I have 10 plus 2 on there. 10 plus 2 is a little app that is based upon Merlin Mann's infamous productivity hack. Basically, 10 times 2 plus fine. Basically, here's the deal. You work for 10 minutes, rest for 2 minutes. Work for 10 minutes, rest for 2 minutes. Do that 5 times.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's what he calls a productivity dash, where you're getting lots of stuff done in 10 minutes and then, you know, taking that 2-minute break. Of course, the 2-minute break is a MacGuffin. Because, you know, basically the thing is, oh, well, you know, if you miss the 2-minute break, don't worry. Just keep going. It'll be all right. You'll get the next one, right? And, of course, you're going to get into the – after a bit, you're going to get into the zone of working, and you're going to completely space on the 2-minute break, and that's okay. It's really just a way to jumpstart your brain into working. Very smart. After that, I have Framographer, which is by the Studio Neat guys that do the Glyph iPhone camera tripod holdery thing. They made this little stop motion app that's actually very cute and very pleasurable, and I was testing it for a while before it was actually released, and now it's been released, and it's still just as great and easy to use and a lot of fun, and I just haven't bothered to get rid of it yet. I have the Kindle app, which I normally don't have on my phone, but the recent trip to DC, I downloaded it onto my phone, kind of knowing that knowing I was going to mostly be in situations where having my phone to be able to pick up and read a book when I was waiting for something, you know, whether waiting for my dad to get testing or done, or waiting, you know, for him to come out of some, you know, MRI or, yeah. You know what I mean? That my phone was going to be the easiest thing for me to have in those sorts of situations.
Mm-hmm.
And thus I wanted to be able to read the book I was reading. So once again, this screen normally is for stuff I install on temporarily. It's not for stuff that I keep on forever. Out of all the screens on my phone, this one changes the most frequently. And I delete stuff off of this the most frequently. Byword for iPhone. You know, research. once again, Byword will probably get deleted. Kindle, actually just doing it now. Kindle app, gone. No need to have it there. Framographer, I'm done with it. Gone. So see, I have just made the final row that much easier. All right. Your turn.
Wow, that went. Okay, so I have an entertainment folder next, which has IMDb, an application for a cinema chain in the UK called Cineworld, which is my preferred cinema, because I have an unlimited card with them, where me and Sammy pay one flat fee, and we can go to the cinema as many times as we like.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's a great service.
And doesn't anyone here do that?
It's bonkers, because we need to do is we just need to go to the cinema twice in 1 month.
And it pays for it.
And then they're making their money, because every time I'm going, I'm buying drinks, and I go more than I would have gone, and that's what they make their money from anyway, is the concessions. Mental. All cinema chains should do this.
The U.S. is so backwards when it comes to our movie theaters. We are so behind. Do you people here in the U.S. realize that they can drink, like have a beer at the cinema in most of Europe?
What? We can, but yeah. not in all of them. As I say, like, the Cineworld chain doesn't offer alcohol.
Oh, man.
Different chains do different things in different parts of London and stuff. Like, I mean, maybe if you went into a Cineworld in central London, you could probably get a drink.
Yeah. I mean, there's. I remember in Brussels, in Belgium, I mean, that is something that blew my mind and made me want to go to the cinema every chance I could get. It's like, oh, wow, I can have beer and frites and watch a movie. It, like, heaven couldn't get much better than this. So, all right, cool. Move along.
Then I also have in that folder Wikipanion, which I use for Ungeniust. It's just a Wikipedia browsing app, and Netflix too. I then have an empty newsstand.
Because you can't get rid of the damn thing.
Yep. I do have some magazines on my iPad that I'm trying out, but they don't translate to the iPhone.
Yeah. Why would you on the iPhone? Yeah.
I then have a utilities folder. Get ready, Pat. It has in it PayPal, the Atomic web browser, just because it allows me to change my user agent. So sometimes if I want to visit a site, I don't want the mobile there. The Subway app, because I have a loyalty card. Starbucks, because of their loyalty card. The Skype application, just in case. Dropbox, Amazon app, deliveries, which is a delivery tracking application. So you can plug in like tracking numbers, and it will track that for you. Zippity, Zippity, which is an application that unzips zip files.
That just came out.
Yeah, for the one or two times you need it, it's a lifesaver. I have the My O2 application, which is for my mobile carrier, O2. Test flight for any betas, and WhatsApp, because I have one friend who lives overseas at the moment who will only talk to me through WhatsApp. He ignores the fact that he can upgrade to iMessages and just decides WhatsApp is the way to go for him. Then I have the Apple Apps folder, which is all of the apps that come with it, except I added the Apple Store app, Find My iPhone, and Cards. And I have in there Calendar, because I use Agenda. I also have in there Mail, because I'm currently using Sparrow as well. So that's an update from last time. I'm using Sparrow for Mail at the moment.
Yeah, because it wasn't out last time
we talked about this. No, so I'm using Sparrow at the moment.
Yeah, gotcha.
So that's that row.
All right. Okay, here we go for me. So now, what used to be in my final row, and now it takes up at least a portion of the second row, BitTimer, this really interesting interval timer application that I really wish, eventually will receive an update. It's kind of limited right now, but the interface for it is really interesting. Interval timing for like workouts, so you want to, work out for, do a workout where you do, push-ups for 2 minutes and then rest for 30 seconds and repeat that 4 times. Well, you can set that very easily with BitTimer. The limitation is currently, and I think this has to do with the way the interface is arranged, and trying to describe this is really difficult, but basically to set the time for the various intervals, you tap on one, and then the others kind of disappear, and then you just run your finger up and down to roll that number up or roll it back down. Release, and then screen comes back and shows you the interval.
Cool.
Then it gives you the total time down at the bottom. You this nice big giant little play button. You hit that and it just goes. I really like it. I wish you could go higher than 2 minutes. Hopefully one day. Fish, a tap essay, which is innovative on so many levels. It is essentially an essay about mindfulness in the digital age, and about rereading those things that really resonate with you and getting rid of those things that don't. It's really, really good, highly recommended. And it's an essay that's done as an app. And it's really hard to describe past there. You just have to download it and give it a whirl. It's free, so please do. Trip Cubby, which goes along with the Run Keeper. I said I would be getting back to that. Looking for a way to track business mileage easily. I.e., I get in my car, I hit a button, I drive somewhere, I hit a stop button, and it tells me, it creates a log that says you traveled X miles, mm-hmm. using the GPS. To do this. I'm looking for something that is that super simple and dead easy for tracking business mileage for tax purposes. And someone suggested, well, it's for running, but Runkeeper could do that. So I decided to download it and give it a try. And though I don't think I'll use it for that, I think I will keep it around for my running game. And then, just released Drafts. Once again, research. It's really a pretty good app. It's like Pop, but with features. It's, you know.
And it sponsored last week's episode.
And they did. They sponsored last week's episode. So, mm-hmm. highly recommended.
Cool. Is that your next line? Is that it?
That's it. Yeah, because I didn't have a line number four, and I just deleted several several apps as we were talking. So
my in like yours, when it gets into these two rows, a bunch of these apps will change because they're like testing. So like apps I'm testing or don't intend to have around for too long, so I'm going to probably run through these quite quickly. Byword, okay. I am currently really getting into Byword for writing some longer pieces for my blog, mikehurley.net. Comixology, I'm really enjoying reading the Walking Dead comics, and that's a great way to do it. And the iPhone app is really cool. I like it a lot. I have Pop there at the moment.
Nice.
Figure, which is an app by a company called Propellerhead, which is like a music making application.
Yeah, they're also relatively new, right?
Yeah, that's one that I'm testing. And then another one that I'm testing is a game. Well, it's not testing it, but these are a couple of games. One called Epic Astro Story, which is like a cross between. It's by a company called Kairosoft, and they make these like. This one is kind of like a cross between SimCity and like The Sims. Like, they make, like, these pseudo-strategy games where you have to level people up. They're kind of like RPGs. They've made loads of these types of games, and every one that they do, I just love them. And I get probably about 5 or 6 hours worth of play out of them in total. They're really good games for quite a cheap amount. I've got this one. This is the thing, right? I can't remember the name of all the apps, and they truncate them. I think it's called Lemonade Stand... Story. Hang on. Lemonade Stand. I'm searching the app store, obviously. Cannot find it. Let me launch the app and see if it gives me the name. Super Lemonade Factory.
It's like this love it.
8-bit platforming game about you own a lemonade factory, and the only way you get to, you basically it's inherited to you, and you only get to own it if you can escape from it. and then an app, the service called EveryMe, which launched today, which is this new social network. Because, you know, I'd sign up to every social network and try them out. So, Bywords, Comixology, and Pop, they're not really testing as such at the moment. I am keeping those apps around, but I need to find a place for them. I haven't decided where they live.
Yeah,
at the moment. And then the other four, they're apps that I'm testing. And that's where all my apps start. They all start on that screen, and then they may get promoted, or they may get relegated to the X button in the sky.
You know, Thank you, Michael. You just... So, completely aside, Ben Brooks had you know, said about pop that he liked it. He just hadn't quite found a place for it as well. And you know, you just kind of intimated something similar. Hmm. And that's a bit about pop that I think I've been having a hard time putting my finger on, because for because it's one of these apps that either you're going to get it right away or you're not, right? You probably never will, right? But here's I think the place where it fits. The next time you're scrambling around for a piece of paper to write something down on, grab your phone and launch pop. That's the best description I can give for it. If you're looking for a way to make it fit into your workflow and into your life. Now, if you don't ever have that, where you're kind of scrambling around to capture an idea, then perhaps you don't need it.
Exactly. And so. that you know, you got to balance it out, haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because until I don't want to shoehorn it in, or I'm going to stop using it. If I force myself, then I will reject the app. All right, and that's right, not exactly what I want to do. I want to find naturally where these apps
fit,
live for me. Like, and that's the same with drafts at the moment, but that's on a different screen. Because you know, I was testing it out more. I needed to test it out more rigorously because we had them as a and when I'm recording, they're still a sponsor this week. So I'm trying to use them every day. So that's on the home screen at the moment. So I'm using it, and I'm really liking that app. And like a lot of people, I see are comparing drafts and pop.
Yeah, and I would say the pop is kind of somewhere in between. Like drafts is what would happen if pop ended up in bed with Birdhouse, right? Like. You know, I think in a lot of ways, well, with Birdhouse and Byword, if there was like some sort of Birdhouse, Byword, pop sort of mashup.
If they all got together and made a sweet baby, then this is what
that's
would...
That's right. That's what would happen.
Yeah, Birdhouse. Pretty much.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, I mean, and there's a place for that, right? I mean, I think that there's a lot of people for whom... You know, they would go scrambling for that piece of paper to jot something down, but then they would want a way to do something with that, to share it, to have some sort of list of the things that they had scrambled to write down, that sort of thing. And you know, I think there's definitely a place for drafts, and even there might be a place for drafts for even those people that have pop. Yeah, you know, I really just do think that it's either one of these things that you either need it right now today and it makes perfect sense to you, or it probably never will. So just get rid of it.
We already bought it, right? So
I didn't say that.
So it doesn't matter.
For what it's worth, I bought my copy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you should.
Yeah,
you get 30% of that back. Well, 70%, sorry, or maybe then you get 30%.
Well, no, I get a fraction of that, but yes. Because remember, I don't program anything myself. I've got two other guys that are in this with me. So, oh well. In any case, so does that cover everything for you?
I think so.
Yeah. Okay. Well. This was relatively easy, and I think both you and I kind of do the same thing, where we have, out of all of these home screens, it's screen number, you know, 3 that changes the most, because we're both in a business where we're constantly getting things to test, and here's this thing that I built, and I'd really love if you check it out, here's a promo code sort of thing, and we you know, we download it, we play with it, we see what we think, we delete it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And so, yeah, it's not surprising to me that that we do that probably far less than other people that don't have jobs where people are throwing them apps all the time.
Yeah, I mean, and also for me, it's I want to try. I love trying new things, and that I always want to be making sure that I'm ahead of the game, as it were. Make sure I've got all the new apps, so I know what to talk. Because I've got shows where I talk about apps and stuff, you know.
Well, yeah. I'm the Bro Show, not being, you know, I'm the very show that started this network. You guys do a fair amount of that. So, all right. Well, thanks a lot, as always, my friend.
Okay.
And I think we'll wrap it up here, and we can chat later.
We will. Cheers.
Cheers.